hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Michael Cron in the studio from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club as well, here in Central Florida. And Mike, you having a good time?
This is great.
Yeah, now they're doing the Roadkill Roast next week to benefit Divers Alert Network. Once again, if you want to participate in this silent auction, which the funds raised from these donated prizes that the Blue Dolphin Dive Club got or coordinated, they can do what, Mike?
Greg, they can go ahead and check us out on Facebook. Go ahead and go to the Blue Dolphin Dive Club Roadkill Roast tag on there. And, Greg, there is absolutely nothing silent about that auction. I mean, they get up, we give them bid paddles, and they go ahead and rock and roll and move on it.
Yeah, okay. So they beat each other senseless over these prizes, which are pretty amazing. Some of the trips that he mentioned in Hour 1 were quite impressive as well. So go check it out online and participate next weekend if you can. Now, last week, I had just gotten back from the Galapagos. Thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, they allowed me to mark off several amazing things off my diving bucket list. Marine encounters that I was hoping to have in the Galapagos are now done. I can die now, as Bill pointed out earlier.
And that really is the point. I have made a contract with Clay that we are just going to examine the things that you have on your list of things you need to do before you die, and we're trying to get them all covered between now and the end of the year. So
you can take over.
It's not that I want to wrest control of this great overboard entertainment empire,
mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel that I have a sense of ownership. But I actually think that that Max is too young to go on the trips just yet. So if you weren't around, I could go instead of him.
Oh, okay, good point. All right, that makes me feel better, I think. But Clay is on the line from Explorer Ventures. ExplorerVentures.com. Clay, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you, Greg?
Well, I could be better.
Could you be worse?
He could have more things on his list.
Yes,
really?
but I do. I have a few. But you know what? You shortened the list substantially after my little adventure there on the Humboldt Explorer. I got to say, that was quite an adventure, Clay.
Well, you know, I really do apologize for you know, being able to send you on trips like that. That really, I don't know. What can I say?
Yeah, well, when we got back, Jerry Bader from Dive Training Magazine was with me as well. I know you talked to both of us and got a firsthand report of what we saw. Were you kind of like kicking yourselves, like, what the hell was I thinking sending these two bozos out on my boat when I could have done this?
And not just kicking yourself, you are aware that when you told them you wanted to debrief him, he thought that it was going to involve a wedgie.
Well, I didn't want to do the normal thing.
Yes. Well, we're kind of used to that. As Bill looks over at me from behind the console in a I Love Boobies t-shirt. That's what
you brought him a t-shirt, right?
I did.
Yeah? Well, yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, the blue-footed boobies, one of the highlights, or one of the critters you see over there in the Galapagos. But Clay, we got to talk about a couple things here, because I want to go over some of the things that I didn't get to cover on the broadcast, and that is probably a little bit more about the vessel itself, the Humboldt Explorer, because one of the biggest accolades I can give you As someone who's now experienced this new vessel there in the Galapagos and part of the fleet from Explorer Ventures, is that it's stable. And for someone like me, who
someone
will get on a boat,
very unstable.
Good point. But basically, I have proved that the Humboldt Explorer is not only an amazing floating dive platform, but it's puke-proof, at least when it comes to me. I did not puke. That is a statement in itself. You hear what I'm saying?
You should probably put that on your brochures.
So you stayed away from the bar, and you had a stable boat, so that was a good combination.
Yes. Well, I didn't necessarily stay away from the bar. Who told you that?
But, what was I thinking? I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But I honestly didn't take one seasick pill or have any medicine. And, you know, I did have to lay down a couple times. But that's, you know, that says a lot for that part of the world and diving an area where the seas can get pretty rough at times. But that was one of the things that you guys took into account when you built this vessel from ground up, right?
Well, definitely. It's built to go the 155, I think, miles from the central archipelago up to Darwin and Wolf, and it's got a bow bulb which makes it both a little bit faster and a little bit more stable. It's only two levels with a huge sun deck, so it keeps the weight down, and we were able to raise the floor on the lower deck cabin so that those have windows as well.
All right, I don't know what you just said there. It has a bow bulb?
Yes, it has a bow bulb.
It's got a bow bulb, like some freighters do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it...
How long did you spend on this boat?
Well, you know...
You didn't ask a single question about the boat, did you?
No, I did. I just didn't notice. I meant when I was down underwater coming back to the vessel. See, we're always diving from these pongas, from these little dinghies, and you're never actually... You're usually not diving straight off the Humboldt Explorer, so you don't get to see the hull underneath, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, I have an excuse, Bill.
Yeah, an excuse. But here's the thing. How many days were you on this boat?
Well, we were 7-8 days, yeah.
Okay, did at any point in time you say to any member of the crew, hey, we're real stable?
No, that was obvious.
So you didn't mention it to anyone. So at no point did anyone on the boat have an opportunity to say, well, yeah, we've got this bow bulb, and we're super low to the water, and it's state-of-the-art here. State-of-the-art.
Well, no, they did say it was state-of-the-art. I knew that much, but I didn't know about the bow bulb thing. I just thought it had to do with the low profile, so the wind wouldn't catch it as much. And maybe waiting or something, which I guess that's part of what a bow bulb does, right, Clay?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're they help with stability. Stability a little bit, but they also help with speed significantly, which is why not only were you able to be a little bit more stable, but you're able to get up there a couple hours sooner.
Yeah. Well, the less time you have to do that cross, the better chance you have of making it across without puking.
Exactly.
So speed is a factor for sure, but you know. You're not sacrificing luxury either. I mean, the boat was really nice. The food was great. The crew was spectacular. But all that aside, let's get back to some of these encounters we had. Now, we have done the debriefing, and then I actually told them what we saw on the week's trip. But you tell me. I told you about this killer whale experience that I had. How many passengers have you had on board that had that experience before? Be honest with me.
I think you're the first I've heard about.
Really?
See,
I was wondering if maybe they're just telling us to make us feel good. But we had this encounter with these killer whales. It was unbelievable. About halfway through the week, we do a great dive where we're seeing mantas. We probably saw 6 or 7 mantas on the dive.
Actually, you saw 6 and then a 7th partially eaten manta.
Yeah, well, exactly. So we're coming up from the safety stop. And I'm with 3 other divers, and I'm the first one to break the surface. I start to take my gear off to hand it up to the Ponga driver, or the guy, the dinghy, is what they call them, Pongas there in the Galapagos. And I'm taking off my gear, and my buddy comes up a few seconds later. He goes, Greg, killer whale. And I gave him the universal signal for, yeah, killer whale, right. Mm-hmm.
And interesting. Are you waxing that whale in that universal? I don't know. Never mind.
Well, I didn't believe
Move
it.
On.
But the bottom line is, then I look past to him, and sure enough, I see this tall black fin. I'm like, oh my God, it really is killer whales. We get up on the boat, and we follow this pod of 7 or 8 killer whales, and they're munching on a manta ray. They're chasing a sea lion. There's birds everywhere. There's killer whales swimming underneath the inflatables with us. We're like in the tank at SeaWorld. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
I do, except for the whole, you got out of it okay.
Yeah, well,
none of them had ponytails.
Yep. Well,
they were okay.
Yeah, well, what was funny, when we got back up on the boat, my buddy said, Greg, they swam literally right behind you. You had your back to this pod of killer whales that swam within a matter of a couple feet of you. They actually brushed his fin.
Really?
It was quite remarkable. Everybody was just on, you know, cloud nine after having this experience. And then, you know, a couple of them that were in the water, then they started, wait a minute, they are killer whales. And they're hunting, they're eating mantas and sea lions. Do I really look that much different?
And other mammals in the water.
Yeah, exactly. It was quite an experience. We got more with Clay from Explore Adventures and reflecting on this Galapagos adventure next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Experience with killer whales? Well, you know, you can't guarantee the killer whales are going to show up, but you can book a trip on the Humboldt Explorer at exploreventures.com or call them up at 1-800-322-3577. Clay is the man from Explore Ventures. He's on the line with us as we reflect on this adventure off the coast of Ecuador. It was quite a cultural exchange, not just with the crew from the local area, and you know, some of them spoke broken English, but we all had a great time. The crew was awesome.
If I may make an observation, and Clay, you can back me up on this, typically cultural exchange involves you bringing some culture as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, we sort of fell short when Greg went down there, didn't
we? Yeah, I think we under-delivered on culture.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, says the man wearing an I Love Boobies t-shirt.
And who do they sell those t-shirts to?
Good point. You got me there.
Hmm.
But yeah, you know, the killer whale experience, watching these killer whales from the inflatables swim under the boat, and munch down on a manta ray of all things, and a sea lion right there in front of you. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it other than just saying you are right there in the action of a Discovery Channel special. I mean, you are really living it. And if that's, you know, if that's something you've always wanted to do or always wanted to know what it would be like, there's where you got to go.
Well, let me ask you this question. Were all of your experiences on board ship, or did you have any land-based experiences?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, on our trip, we, you know, for the week, we'd go out on the Pongas, and we had this one time right after the killer whale thing where we took the inflatables, we took the Pongas out along the coast. I don't remember which island it is. Do you know, Clay, it was like the third island?
I can't remember offhand, sorry.
Yeah, San Christopher or something. They all have some kind of weird name like that. But
so,
you know,
Clay, how many times have you been on this cruise?
I haven't been on that boat yet. I've been on that cruise 3 times so far.
Oh, nice.
But not yet on that boat because I was going to go, but you guys took the space.
Well, of course. Yeah, but you know what? The island, this will help you remember, or if you want to look it up online, it was the youngest island of the Galapagos chain, which was filmed, you know, formed like 500 million years ago or something. But it's a young island when it comes to the age of islands, I guess. You know, because it looks very volcanic, very black. There's not much vegetation on board or on the land there. Very rocky, but there's sea lions and seals and the marine iguanas. And that's where we saw the penguins and that kind of thing. But so we'd cruise along the coast and take pictures and video. And by the way, I got some stuff that we captured on my little Olympus camera that is going to show up on the website here soon that I think is some of the best stuff I've ever gotten. There's no question that it's pretty remarkable footage that I was able to capture with my camera. Just because.
Are you claiming the best footage you've ever gotten on your camera doesn't have any mermaids in it?
That is shocking, isn't
it? I am startled.
I really believe that for the first time, that's why I didn't bring a mermaid. And I will tell you, Clay, the crew and the other passengers not very happy with me about that simple fact. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would have been a little bit of a disappointment.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, especially these two guys, Shaggy and Scooby. We gave them that nickname. And if you go back and listen to the show last week, you know what I'm talking about. But those guys were definitely let down. But hey, there's always next time. But it was. There was so much to see. Both when you're cruising along in the Pongas or even from the deck of the Humboldt Explorer on the top deck. And Clay, you know, I got to say, this was something that really surprised me. You know, I knew we were going to see some amazing things underwater. But what I didn't expect was the entertainment that was provided to us just on the cruises from this island to the other islands. I mean, you'd sit on the top deck of the Humboldt Explorer, and you look off in the distance, and a manta ray would jump clear out of the water like 10, 20 feet in the air and flip. And I was like, what the hell was that? And after about the 10th and 20th time of seeing this, it was like unbelievable. I mean, is that a typical thing as well or what?
You know, that happens frequently, but we did tell them that you were coming down, so probably when the boat got close, they were getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. They were running. They were swimming away.
We don't want to be in the water when he gets here.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, it's remarkable to think that, you know, mantas, I mean, that's something that I think is on every diver's list, as well as whale sharks and hammerheads and, God forbid, killer whales. I never in my wildest dreams thought that we'd see killer whales, and we did. But I never thought I'd see so many mantas either. And yep. I sure as hell didn't expect to see mantas jumping up out of the water like that.
Maybe they were being chased by killer whales.
They could have been. And one of them that didn't jump evidently, ended up being killer whale food. But but it was remarkable. I mean, there was always something going on.
How many hammerheads did you see?
Hundreds. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, the visibility during our week was a little bit down. We had about 40 feet of vis, which was, it was down. They had some kind of plankton bloom
spoiled,
or something.
Spoiled, rotten, warm water diver.
But
spoiled, rotten. You know, there are quarry divers that routinely can not see their fins when they're in the water, and they're listening right now while you bitch about 40 feet in the Galapagos.
The only reason I would bitch about it is because you knew there were literally thousands of hammerheads swimming out there in the distance from you. Because when you could see them, they would be big schools. I mean, it'd be like you'd see like a carpet of hammerheads swimming below you along the sand. And if you could have seen further, you could just picture it in your mind's eye that there these sharks are all over the place. There's probably, you know, three or four, you know, whale sharks swimming amongst them as well. But we just didn't have that kind of vis to experience that. So that was a bit of a letdown. The other thing.
Which?
Clay, you got to do something about the water temp. Can you install some underwater heaters there in the Galapagos for a warm water wuss like myself, or am I just out of luck?
Well, you know, we'll see what we can do. I didn't mean to threaten your manhood, but we'll see what we can do to warm it up. But yeah, I mean, it's cold water diving. It's you know, there's a lot of currents. It's chilly. It's you know, a great place to see all sorts of stuff. But you know, definitely requires an effort to both, you know, to have the experience to dive there.
Yeah,
well, and that's really what makes the diving there so spectacular is the cold water.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, they like it.
Yeah, the animals like it. That's the thing. Yes.
And I just have to either psych myself out next time. Or
psych yourself up.
Or
not psych yourself out. No, that's not
that's
really
a totally different thing.
Yes, it is.
All right, that's probably what I did.
Nimrod.
Yeah. But I don't know, that or a dry suit. Maybe that's what I got to go dry suit next time.
Something.
Yeah, and I got, let's see, whale shark. I got to talk about the whale sharks. And oh my gosh, there's so much more to. Oh, this is an amazing trip. ExploreVentures.com. Go there, check it out. I'll tell you about a special they're offering next as well.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
ExploreVentures.com. That's where you go to book your Humboldt Explore adventure. 1-800-322-3577. Now, here's the key. Right now, the Galapagos is probably one of the most popular diving spots on the planet. It's becoming more and more popular. Matter of fact, it's coming down under some serious restrictions there in Ecuador. And they're literally limiting how many boats and how many dives.
Well,
and that
it's a World Heritage site, and they're trying to keep it as pristine as possible.
Yeah, and because the demand is very high to dive this part of the world, and you've just heard a few of the little stories of what I did on a week, and now you know why so many people want to go and mark that off the list. Now, it costs a lot of money. I'm not going to lie to you, it costs a lot of money to do this trip, but it is well worth it. You will mark off God knows how many things off your diving bucket list, just like I did, and when specials come, you need to take advantage of them, because I can tell you there are few and far between, because the demand is so high to dive the Galapagos, and there's only so many spaces available. However, Explore Ventures right now is running a special where you can get, you pay for one spot on the Humboldt Explorer and get the second at half off on some special dates between January 15th and May 15th. All right, now this is a prime time to dive the Galapagos too, by the way, because the penguins are just now coming into season where they show up there. We saw two, and that was the first sighting of penguins in several months. So the penguins are showing up in the Galapagos there at Darwin and Wolf.
This is actually the best time to go because the orca have forgotten just how tasty they are.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. But the fact is, though, the fact that they're running a special deal to the Galapagos, extremely rare. Once again, call them. 1-800-322-3577 for Explore Ventures. ExploreVentures.com for more information as well. Buy one, get one half off on specific dates between January 15th and May 15th, 2011.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
You know, if you can't make it to the Galapagos, Explore Ventures also had some specials to celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean. The $500 airfare credit on their Turks and Caicos boats during select weeks here before the holidays. The Caribbean Explorer 2. Also in November, they're honoring veterans with a 25% discount during select cruises. And the Maldives live aboard that Explorer Ventures starts in February 2011 is going to run 8 and 11-day itineraries that I hope to add to my itinerary next year.
And if you want to find out how that dive goes and about all of Greg's diving, Greg has a weblog that he updates religiously about all of his diving experience. Just go to his website, www.bitchbitchbitchbitchbitch.com.
Yeah. The nice thing about the Maldives is I hear the water temp is quite warm.
And it is. And it's a body of water you have never dove in. It's the Indian Ocean.
Okay, I'll go with that. Doesn't matter as long as I don't have to wear a wetsuit because it's nice and warm.
Once again, that website, www.bitchbitchbitchbitchbitch.com.
Yeah, I will go back to the Galapagos someday, for sure. But I will bring a dry suit.
You know, when you go, you'll be carrying my bags, Sonny.
What? Why would I do that?
I'm suggesting that when you go, I will be the one getting to dive.
Why do you think such nonsense would ever take place?
You know, you make a strong argument,
yeah.
Quite honestly.
And then he will buy you the T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. You got a T-shirt out of the deal. What else you want?
Yeah.
Now,
can we do something, though, if I can ask a favor of you?
Hmm.
I know why you're calling it the bucket list.
Yeah.
Because of that movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
There was a bucket? Or there was a movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't you just have it call it a diver to-do list?
Okay.
A diver wish list?
Yeah. All right.
You see, the bucket list thing really has the connotation of, these are the things I want to do, then I can die.
Yeah. I guess I'm not ready to do that just yet.
Yeah. I know, ideally, you do. But I don't want that for your family. And I'm thinking that a diver to-do list or a diver wish list is more positive.
You just want another free T-shirt, don't you?
Well, yes. I want you. I mean, if I can't go, the second best thing is to at least get another free T-shirt. So this one has taken, let's see, it was about 5 years since you brought me the last gift.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep diving for at least 5 years so I can get at least another gift.
Yeah. Well, next time I'll try to remember to get you a pair of pants.
You know, hey, you know the situation, and I would wear your gifts. I'm a gift kind of guy.
Just because I brought you back a T-shirt doesn't mean that's all you have to wear, Bill.
But it's long enough.
Oh,
almost.
Okay. All right, that's enough.
If we turn the AC on, it would be hot long enough.
Let me tell you about a couple of the other tidbits. I mean, okay, yes. It is a wish list. The Galapagos, you know, I knew I was going to mark off some items off the list as far as things I wanted to see. Whale shark being one of them.
Yeah.
I really hadn't had a sea lion encounter.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in the water diving with sea lions. And on the
because you're not a West Coast diver because you don't like the cold water.
Yeah, but the very first dive, one of the other divers on board, Bill, real nice guy. I had a.
How'd you keep from thinking of me all the time?
Good point. I called him William. But he, I had brought a hood. I had like a 5mm hood that I was going to wear. But I, as you know, I'm not a cold water diver. I've never wore this hood before.
And you've got that thing that I don't have to worry about.
And I will tell you. Well, no, I'll tell you this. It was a large size hood. Obviously, I need an extra large size hood. I have a big head, evidently, because when I put this thing on, I was like, I did not like it. Did not like it
at all.
Wait
a second. Did you put it in your mouth? Because I don't understand what that noise is.
And then, I was choking.
Okay.
It was just
you
way
weren't going
too tight. Yeah. I didn't like it. I felt constricted. And, I'm not used to it.
Okay, hold
Maybe
on.
It would have got...
Just to make sure that we're being very, very clear. This was a hood for your head, not a small package you opened up. No, I just move on. Yeah. I'll explain it during the break.
Yeah, it was a hood for my head.
Okay.
And I just didn't like the way it felt. I just like, man, this is not going to work. You know, they're telling me, the water temp's, 58 degrees.
You need a hood.
Anyways, 58, right. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be freezing.
Smokes.
And
it won't be freezing, but it'll be 58, and that's close enough for me.
But William on the boat, he goes, look, I got this little beanie thing that I picked up at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. That's where he lives. And it was called a squishy or something, but it's basically like a beanie with a strap along the bottom. You just slip on, and you kind of look like a, like one of those fighter pilot kind of guys. You look kind of dorky, but it's a little bit more open.
You?
Yeah.
Looking dorky. Unbelievable.
But, you put this thing on, it's not as constricting as a hood. And I thought, okay, well, let me try this. And it was kind of, it made a fashion statement because it was lime-colored fluorescent green. Okay? And you put this thing on, and then you put your mask on, and I jumped in. I'm like, okay, it was pretty cold, but I went underwater. I'm like, oh, it's all good. And sure enough, here comes a sea lion. I'm like, whoa. And it was the first dive. It was basically really low visibility. Basically, the dive was a checkout dive to get our weight proper because in the Galapagos, it's a very, very salty part of the world. Some of the saltiest water on the planet is right there in the Galapagos. So you got to put more weight on to be weighted.
And you're wearing a lot more.
Right. Wearing a lot more rubber.
Neoprene, yeah.
And you have to get, make sure you're weighted properly before we get out into Darwin and Wolf, where the currents are a factor and some other things you got to take into account.
Makes sense.
So I didn't bring my camera. And I figured, okay, yeah, we're not going to see anything. Sure enough, this sea lion comes and he gets right in my face. I mean, Bill was remarkable. I'm looking at him like, oh, my God, this is what I've always dreamt about. And this sea lion comes up. He's probably as big as me. And he swims right into my face, eyes me down, stops, and just kind of like... I don't know, he kind of like mouths, bubbles come out of his mouth, and like he's talking to me, and I'm like, this is so cool. And he does this several times, and I'm thinking this sea lion's digging me. He's like enjoying my company, we're having a great interaction, and he's like looking at me in my face, and looking at me, and kind of almost like headbutting me, right? And so I look, I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that too, and I went, and I went back at him. I like went aggressive at him, right?
And that seems wise.
Well, I was holding my ground. I was like, "Oh, you want to play? Come on! Oh, you want a piece of me? Let's go!" And so I'm playing with the sea lion.
How big of a creature is a sea lion in the water?
As big as me, literally.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This was a big boy.
So you're going to challenge it physically?
Well,
I've always been
taught that you don't back away from stuff if it's challenging you. And I honestly thought he was playing with me. And little did I realize...
Are you playing with me?
Little did I realize, and thank God I didn't know it at the time.
I don't see anybody else here. You playing with me? You think I'm funny?
I get back to the boat, and my dive buddy's going, oh my God, Greg, we got to get out of the water. I'm like, what are you talking about? Says, that sea lion did not like you. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't know what you're talking about. And then sure enough, the dive guy goes, yeah, that sea lion, he was not happy. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh yeah, he was showing aggressive behavior. he was evidently, not only was he kind of headbutting me, but then he'd swim up over on top of me, and he was like mouthing that green beanie like he wanted to take a chunk out of my head. So, you know, the experience was amazing. I loved it, but I'm glad I didn't hear that until after I got out of the water. Because I asked him, I said, well, do these things bite divers sometimes? He said, well, it's happened. I'm like, oh.
I don't know, Michael, if you've ever gone out socially with Greg, but this is kind of like
He's
what it's like.
Avoided that, like most people.
This is kind of what it's like walking back from the bar with Greg. Oh, that chick was really into me. First of all, it was a man, and secondly, no, I don't think he liked you. Well,
from his description of the beanie, it sounded almost like a sea lion versus the Teletubby.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, the sea lions may have a thing for Teletubbies here in the Galapagos.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, I did love my adventure and the Galapagos. And once again, if you want to book a trip on the Humboldt Explorer, exploreventures.com. And I did talk about this a little bit on the show last week. And being that I was complaining about the cold water, which you can't do anything about, and you solve that with either a thicker wetsuit or a dry suit, which would be my choice next time I go. But that's just me, because I'm a warm water wuss. Everybody else seemed to be fine with the water temps as much as they could. I'm just a little bit more jaded, I think, or spoiled or wussy. than my fellow divers there on the Humboldt Explorer. But I will tell you, and I talked about this a little bit on the show last week when we were actually doing the show from the deck of the boat, that the diving overall is not, you know, this is not for the faint of heart diver. Now, Michael, you're a dive instructor, and you've been diving for God knows how many years, right?
35.
Yeah. So you have plenty of experience. And we were talking about this off the air a little bit during the break. But, you know, the currents there in the Galapagos can be quite challenging. They have one dive site that was probably the most exciting dive that I have ever done. And that didn't include the killer whales. This was a site called the Caves, and then it ended up in a site they like to call the washing machine. Have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of it. I haven't.
So basically, what you do is you do the dive, you swim through these caves, and we see some, you know, white tip sharks, reef sharks. We see turtles. I literally had a turtle drift into me. It was quite remarkable. I was like, he's going to move. No, he's not going to move. And he literally swam right into me. It was quite amazing experience, and we had a really cool visibility, and that was probably the best diving I had underwater there during the trip, and some of the marine encounters that I had on the dive. And then they said, look, at the end of the dive, if you have about if you have at least 1,000 psi left, we'll give you the option to do the washing machine. And they said, what we're going to do is drift out into the blue, and then we're going to grab hold of this pinnacle that comes up out of the ocean floor from nowhere. And it's just a big lava rock type tube structure coming up out of the sand. You're going to grab hold of it. In this particular part in the islands there, several different currents converge on this area. And you grab hold of it, and you're going to find out what it feels like to be in a washing machine. And I'm like, really? And I'm thinking, well, this doesn't sound like the safest diving I've ever participated in, but it sounds interesting, and it sounds like something I have to mark off the list, right? So, sure enough, we drift off out into the blue, and after about 5 minutes, I kind of forgot that we're supposed to grab hold onto this pinnacle thing, and I'm looking at my dive buddy, and he kind of shrugs. He goes, hey, what's the big deal? I'm like, yeah, we're just drifting along. This is fun, but I don't see what's so crazy about this washing machine thing. And then sure enough, the pinnacle comes into view, and we see a few of the other divers had already grabbed on, and we get over to the pinnacle, we grab onto the pinnacle, and next thing you know, there are fins, there are masts, there are bubbles going every which way imaginable. You're totally disoriented, you're flipped upside down, and then back the other way, left, right, backwards, forwards. It was utter chaos underwater. I had never experienced anything like it, and it truly was like feeling you were in a washing machine being tossed around in circles. And so you hang on for as long as you can, and then they give the signal, they shake a rattler, and like, okay, disembark, and then float off into the blue as a group. Now, we did that after somebody had lost a mask and somebody had lost a fin. So, you know, that says a lot.
I guess so.
If the current actually makes you lose a fin. But you know, for me, it was great. It was like an underwater roller coaster, and I have plenty of experience. I didn't feel I was ever over my head, literally, from my dive experience stuff. But I got to tell you, you know, for a beginner diver or someone who wasn't prepared to handle something that extreme, yeah, you could seriously get yourself into trouble.
Now, I've traveled with you before on these dive trips, Greg, and so that brings up this next question. Did you get cleaner?
Did I get cleaner? What do you mean?
Washing machine. Did you feel as though you had been laundered? So yeah. Count that as your shower for the day.
Yes, I did. And the fact that, you know, I got back up on the boat and jumped in the jacuzzi, it was kind of like going into a dryer after. No.
It's like a hot water rinse.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is. Yeah, no, I didn't feel cleaner, actually. I just felt disoriented.
Did they explain to you why it was like that? Why you had the multiple...
Well, it just where these pinnacles are, it's just the reason they're pinnacles there is that these currents have chopped through the island for millions of years and created this little circular area, or, you know, it's literally carved away at the rock, and that's why there's this literally circular pinnacle coming up out of the sand, out of the lava. It's carved it out over millions of years of these currents that rush through. I guess it's the Humboldt Current and another current or whatever that kind of ripped through this particular
Steve's
area.
Steve's Current.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it was impressive. It was a lot of fun. It is an experience that everyone should take advantage of. Just make sure you're skilled properly and do your dive training.
You'd say this is a dive you build up to.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get your...
Probably not right out of your basic course.
Yeah, not at all. But definitely something to strive for once you become more experienced.
Not a dive you list in your first dive log.
No, I
would say your second.
Maybe after 100 or so, you'll be good to go. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better...
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.